The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
For fans of Eddie Flynn, the con man turned lawyer, hero of 9 novels, I have a treat for you. He's back. One of Us is Guilty sees Eddie embroiled in a new case with so many twists and turns that it'll keep you turning the page. And the author of the series, Steve Kavanagh, joins me now. Steve, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks so much for having me back on the show.
Well, I'm delighted to have you back because it does mark the arrival of a new Eddie Flynn. And I'm sure by now you're probably writing number 11.
Well, I'm having a little break from Eddie Flynn next year. There'll be a standalone next year, but I'm delighted to be out talking to people about this book, One of Us is Guilty. It's great to see fans are enjoying Eddie Flynn.
Yeah, now, you might as well tell us a little bit about the plot. As I say, it's full of twists and turns, so we can't give too much away, but we can set the scene.
We can indeed. So this book focuses on a particularly toxic power couple in New York, Patrick and Vanessa. Patrick is the son to a father who is a media mogul who's in no way based in Rupert Murdoch. I have to say that for legal reasons. Patrick is running for governor of New York. But being one of these rich and powerful people who think they can get away with anything, he's having an affair. And the book opens with a discovery he makes one night in his mistress's apartment. He finds out she's been lying to him from the very beginning and could ruin him. On that very same night, Patrick's wife, Vanessa, who has her own agenda, discovers that her husband has been having an affair. We know they've both been in the apartment that night, and we know in the morning the mistress is found murdered. One of them is guilty. Which one?
And that's Eddie's job. Now, Eddie, he's a con man, which means that he's a bit of a chancer, a bit of a deceiver, I suppose. That's the nature of what he was. But yet, as a lawyer, he will not defend anyone that he suspects might actually be guilty.
Correct. He has this ironclad moral code because he believes that the justice system is biased and heavily weighted in favor of the state. And he will exert all of his skills and wily cunning to help defend the innocent people who become trapped by it.
Now, one of the things you told me last time is when you set your books in New York, you don't have to waste time as a writer in describing New York, because everybody creates their own New York in their mind's eye based on either being there on a visit or living there, or indeed just seeing New York on telly again and again.
Exactly. It's a great city to set a high concept thriller because anything can happen there. And I give, a really good sense of the city and its politics and its people and its architecture and, the pace of that city as well. But I don't have to spend an awful long time doing it in the books because everyone, is a very good sense of that city anyway. So it allows me to get the plot and the characters moving. And I get more action in there.
Now, your characters, there's one character missing this time round, and we know why from the last book, and that's Kate Brooks. Too principal, really, to continue with Eddie.
She is, she was a very straight-laced, proper lawyer, a young idealistic lawyer. And I think the way Eddie practices law, brushed up against her and caused some conflict. Her father was a former police officer. So she still has this romantic idea that rules apply and you should try and stick to the rules. So there was some conflict there.
Now, when I look at your cast of characters, I'm asking myself, why isn't the Eddie Flynn series on telly?
Yes, I ask myself that regularly.
Pat, and what's the answer? I mean, I'm sure your agent is offering Eddie Flynn to all sorts of producers. I mean, I could see it being snapped up by Netflix or by Amazon Prime or Prime Video, as they now call it. It's just made for television.
It really is. And, I've been working with, some great companies and some great people for the past 2 years to try and make that happen. But every time I think we get close, you know, something else happens or nothing happens. So there are people here much smarter and much more talented than me who are working on it night and day. So fingers crossed.
In our mind's eyes, we're trying to cast the characters. I mean, Block or Melissa Block, to give her full name, or Judge Harry Ford or Gabriel Lake, all with great backstories. Is a cast of characters that could populate any television series with great effect.
I mean, they are. I mean, they're a little fine family. They are all oddballs in their own way, and they all complement each other. But they all look after each other as well, which is, I think, one of the things readers love about the books, because they don't just get a good plot. They get characters that they enjoy spending time with year after year.
Now, for people who are new to the Eddie Flynn series, and I envy them because they can go right back to the very beginning and enjoy them all. But just remind us of the genesis of this man, con man turned lawyer. What happened?
Well, he was a con man, and he I think he felt as if he was letting his mother down, and told her that he was going to go straight and go into the law. And he eventually did do that. His friend Harry Ford brought him in there, and he's been trying, I think, to live a life as a lawyer, but he gets these people who are, he believes are innocent, and he has to use his old ways to try and bend the law and bend the rules to get them the result that they deserve.
Now, you yourself, I mean, you practice human rights law, so therefore you're not an Eddie Flynn kind of lawyer, and heaven forbid you'd ever use con tricks to win a case. But the practice of law itself, I mean, is it a performance more than conviction?
I think it's part performance. I think in a trial, you know, someone would say a trial is you have a jury there, 12 people who will decide who has the best lawyer. But ultimately what they're deciding is who tells the best story, who is the most convincing and credible story. And that helps if you've got one. It also helps if you're able to take apart your opponent's story and make that less credible and less convincing and poke a few large holes into it. So all of that helps. Storytelling is a huge part of the practice.
Where did your love of the genre come from?
It came from my mother. She gave me a copy of Silence of the Lambs when I was 12 years old. And I read that and loved it. And that was me. I was just on the crime fiction hook after that, particularly American crime fiction. And I loved the genre. And when I came to write my first book, I wanted to write a book that she would enjoy, because she had passed away. And she was the only person who ever encouraged me to write. So I wanted to write a book that she would like. And that was the genesis of Eddie Flynn.
But in your childhood, the mysteries of Sherlock Holmes?
Yes, loved Sherlock Holmes. Read that from a young age and loved those mysteries. And, you know, that's particularly resonant for me. I mean, we go to the little secondhand bookshop in the Holy Lands in Belfast, and I would get paperback Sherlock Holmes mysteries. But it's funny, actually, in November, there's a new book coming out, Sherlock, 10 New Stories. I was approached by the Conan Doyle Estate last year, along with a number of great writers, to write new stories for Sherlock Holmes. So I'm very excited about that. That'll be out in about October. And there's great writers like Kate Moss and Sarah Perry and Sean Cosby, Abir Mukherjee, and Stephen Fry has written the introduction for it. So really looking forward to that coming out and readers getting a new Sherlock Holmes stories to enjoy.
Big pressure, though.
Oh, yeah, huge. Huge pressure to take that on. So I've approached it in my own way. No spoilers, but I've brought this sort of Steve Kavanagh, what I do, so tension and twists and pace, and tried to bring that to the genre because I couldn't equal what Conan Doyle did.
And will there be a Dr. Watson in your story?
Oh, there very much is a Dr. Watson, because Holmes only works because of Watson.
He needs
all
a foil.
The stories, it is a foil. All the stories are told from Watson's perspective, apart from one. And because the character of Holmes is so cold and calculated and logical and clinical, you need the warmth that Watson brings to that, to bring that story to life. Watson is us, really, in those stories. He takes us by the hand and shows us this extraordinary man and his ways, and he's just as amazed by Holmes as we are.
And back to your own latest book, One of Us is Guilty. More twists and turns, I think, than any previous one. More surprises, certainly, I found. I didn't spot the end. No matter how many times I've read Eddie Flynn books, and sometimes you might get a bit of a clue that something's going to happen. This one had me stumped.
Fantastic. That's great to hear. I always love to hear that from readers, because I try to give as big a twist as I can, but they only work if you don't see them coming.
Exactly.
And of course, that they make sense, that they're almost inevitable, but still be surprising. And that's the trick of it. The other trick in the books is I always write for two readers. I write for readers who have read all of my books and readers who have never read any of them. So they all have to work as complete standalone novels where you can start the series anywhere.
So you find a copy somewhere in an airport. It mightn't be the latest. It might be number three, number four, whatever. You can still enjoy it on its own.
Absolutely. And the best place to start, I think, is the new one. One of Us is Guilty. That's probably my best one to date.
Well, it's certainly a gripping page-turner. That's the only way to describe it. And you're coming to Dublin. You're going to be signing books.
I am. I'm going to be in Easton's O'Connell Street next week, which I believe is the 6th of August, Thursday, the 6th of August.
6th at 7 o'clock. 6th at 7 o'clock. Of August at 7 o'clock in Easton's O'Connell Street. You can get all the details at eastons.com. But Steve Kavanagh, author of the latest one, One of Us is Guilty. Steve, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
A massive pleasure as always, Pat. Thank you so much.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.